Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we shall conclude a message I've entitled, How to Encourage Yourself in the Lord. And we were looking at an episode in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, when David and his mighty men of valor were living at Ziklag, which was one of the country towns that the king of Gath, Achish, had given to him while they were fleeing from Saul's persecution. And when they returned from being refused by the Philistine lords and nobles, they found that their entire family was taken captive, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. And I've been sharing principles that David learned as he sought the Lord. As we see throughout the passages of Scripture, the first thing he did was to go to God alone. He encouraged himself in the Lord because his mighty men who were with him through so many difficult times, they were so grieved. They were thinking of stoning him because he was their leader. You know, if it hadn't been for him, they wouldn't be in that mess. Anyway, so it was a matter of going to the Lord first. It was a matter of pouring out your soul in prayer to God. And thirdly, one of the best things we can do when we're in a time of battle is to remember God's past goodness and faithfulness. And you might ask, Sister Glass, why do I have to have so many battles? Others don't have the kinds of tests and trials I have. Well, you possibly may be right, because God will not allow you to be tested above what you're able to endure. So all of us are in a different place spiritually in our growth in the Lord, and God tailor makes, if you will, the trials that He allows to come to us, not to defeat us, not to punish us, but to exercise faith and trust in Him. And it's basically when, as we go through these trials, it's not your merit, it's not your individual strength, it's not your talents, your capacities, your gifts, but it's what He has invested in you as your Creator. He knows what you're made of. He knows what He put in you. And beloved, it's all about His grace. His unmerited favor will give you the grace and the faith to hold on to Him. And what can I say today to encourage your heart in the Lord? Remember, if you're going through trials and battles, you're in good company. You're part of God's great company of heroes. Remember all that David went through in his life. Remember the mighty heroes of the Bible. Think of Paul, the New Testament, that great apostle who wrote most of the New Testament, all the things that he went through. The Word of God tells us all things are yours, including the test to refine you, to bring you forth as a vessel of purest gold. Let's look at an example in the life of the Apostle Paul. And I'm turning to Acts, the 27th chapter. And in that first verse, it says, "And when it was determined that we should set sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustus band." And as they had launched out, they were sailing to Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when they landed at Myra, they found a ship of Alexandria, and they were transferred to that ship. And then, as they sailed over by Crete, there was a place called the Fair Havens near the city of Lasea. And at this point in time, the weather had changed, and Paul says to them in verse 10, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but also of our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Well, of course, the Lord had given him advance knowledge, a word of wisdom. He knew indeed that the things that God had shown him would come to pass, and that's exactly what happened. And it says, when the ship was caught in verse 15, we could not bear up into the wind, so we let her drive. And they were concerned in verse 17 that they should fall into the quicksands. And so it said, the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And then it said, the sun and stars in many days did not appear, and no small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But they had been fasting, and Paul stands up and he said, you should have listened to me, friends, but I exhort you now in verse 22 to be of good cheer, for there shall no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. So, beloved, he hearkened to the Lord against the advice of Paul. They set sail, and they were warned of a great loss of cargo, the ship, and their lives. They were weeks at sea, 14 days fasting, and the ship finally runs aground near Malta. It's cold, and it's raining. Now let me read chapter 28, verses 1 through 6. And when they had escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malta. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. There came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. So this was a very difficult time, but Paul was encouraging himself in the Lord. He was standing fast to God's promises. And beloved, we have exceeding great and present promises given to us. That Hebrew word encourage is kausak, and it means to be strong, to make hard, to harden, to strengthen, to cure, to help, to fortify, to mend, to be recovered, to wax mighty, become mighty, to withstand, to behave self-valiantly. All of these things we see the heroes of the Bible and our present-day heroes of the faith doing as well. That very primary root word means to bind, to cleave, to lay hold, to take hold, to seize, to fasten upon. And so, beloved, what Paul did, he threw that snake in the fire. Now, our hands are a part of our body that are utilized in service, in authority, in doing work, some form of utility. And that was a prophetic gesture. He threw that snake in the fire to see it destroyed. And so, beloved, what we can learn from this, instead of letting that old serpent fasten on you, shake it off and fasten on to God. Encourage yourself in the Lord. That Hebrew word, to make strong, to be recovered, to withstand, to behave self-valiantly. Praise God. This is what God is calling us to do. People of the Lord, brothers and sisters, valiant, mighty men of valor, hear the word of the Lord. You are more than an overcomer. You are a conqueror in the Lord Jesus Christ. You and God are a majority. And beloved, we can look at the battles and afflictions that God allows to come our way as simply proving to the devil and proving to the world that God is with you. Just as Paul went out, you could say, look at this great man of God. He had gone through that tremendous trial, all those weeks at sea, the fasting, the apparent giving up of hope by the crew, because in the natural, though they were seasoned seamen, obviously they knew that they had gotten into water over their heads and it looked like they would perish. But nonetheless, Paul believed God and trusted him for deliverance. And it wasn't only him. Beloved, we can apply that principle to our lives, not just your own life for victory, but those whom God has placed a part of your metron, your family, close friends, co-workers, those that you have a relationship with, just as Paul said that if you stay on the ship, you will be saved. A remnant of Noah, all those that would, he and his household came into the ship, the ark of safety, and he was saved, and all mankind perished in that great flood. So what would look like tragedy on top of tragedy, all the grief that they experienced at sea, and then they're finally trying to recover and become warm, and Paul gets bit by a snake, and yet it was a demonstration. He didn't get sick. He didn't die. It was a demonstration that God was with him. And beloved, God is with you. So encourage yourself in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let me just pray as I bring this broadcast to a close. Father, I do pray that you will strengthen every listener with the power of your spirit, the power of God in their inner man, strengthening them to overcome every situation, to hang on to your promises, even as David did, even as Paul did, that we can be a testimony to the world, Lord, that our God is with us. You're a real God. You're touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and you've given us power over all power of the evil one. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing, which destroys every yoke. Thank you for blessing your beloved in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. It's been a blessing to minister to you. I invite you to tune in next time, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.